PHP Radio
on the Hackers Paradise Podcast Network,
your number one source for all things golf.
Subscribe on iTunes to never miss an episode.
Welcome to the Worst Golf Podcast. Everybody wants to be the best. We strive to be the worst. When a bad take is necessary, we'll be here to share it with you. I'm your host, JB, and with me is Morgan. She'll spend a lot of her time off camera, yet she's here to keep me in line with all those buttons. Before we get started, wherever you're watching this on, please make sure you like and subscribe. It means more than you know. And as we get started, I got to tell you a quick little story, Morgan. Are you ready for this?
I'm ready.
So as you know, we just had the budget championship at Dormy Club in West End, North Carolina, the Pinehurst area. And it's with Budget Golf, with Bag Boy. Theragun was involved as well. An amazing event. But before that, I was getting a little shaggy, as you pointed out, with the haircut.
I said it might be time for a haircut.
Yeah, it was pretty long. And I keep my hair fairly short. Not this short, but fairly short. So we're driving along the road, the two of us. And I couldn't find a barber haircut place to
we
get
tried,
a haircut.
We tried, but they were closed.
And for those that know us, know we're fairly new to this area. So we just don't know where to go yet. So we pass a place called Sports Clips, which I don't know why I'm doing in quotes. That's literally the name of it. And pull in, walk in. Can you give me a haircut? I have a simple haircut. No problem. Have a seat. They come around. They start cutting my hair. And I feel like this is a little awkward anyway, because when you get a haircut, normally they move the chair around a little bit, you know?
Yeah.
Well, in this case, the chair was positioned so I couldn't see the mirror.
Yeah, that's not okay.
So for the people watching on video, you'll kind of understand it. The mirror is over here, and I'm facing straight ahead. And I kept thinking that it was weird because she asked what I got, and I told her the number, and then that it's like two finger lengths on the top of my head is how I normally get it cut. No problem. But I kept feeling like that a lot of hair was coming off of me.
Did you feel like it was getting a little cool in there?
Yeah, like I could feel a draft, and yeah. I was like, well, you know, I'm getting close to 50. Maybe I'm balding, you know, that kind of thing. And then they move to the front, and she's cutting my hair in a way that I'd never seen before, which is, let's not worry about the massive amount of hair falling in my eyes.
Yeah.
Let's just cut it and keep cutting it and keep cutting it, to the point where she till I was done, she never spun me around to the mirror. Like, I never saw myself. And as I'm walking out of the chair, I could feel it, and I still had hair all over me. Like, I felt it was a practical joke, like I was on some show punked or something. And I'm walking out, and I give you these eyes that...
Yeah, like giant deer eyes.
Yeah, it was awful. She had cut my hair so short in spots that I don't mean to sound crass, but it looked like I had been going through a medical procedure and it was starting to grow back.
Yeah, it was a bit uneven.
So I told her, I said, I don't know what to do here. I got an event to go to. Normally I wouldn't care. I just tell Morgan to buzz it or something like that and it'll grow back. So we find another salon, and I don't know the name of it. A shout out to the Aveda salon that's a little nicer in the area, who was so kind to me and told me that lady should have her license revoked and kind of cleaned it up. It's a lot shorter than I normally keep it, as the people on video can see, but it's at least passable as a haircut.
And you found a salon that you liked.
Yeah. I mean, I'm a guy. We tend to go to barber shops, but...
Yeah, but yeah. I mean, it's all the
same. And for those watching on the YouTube or watching the video on the website or Facebook, you can see we got these nice fill lights now that are highlighting this beautiful head of hair I have. Switch over to the widescreen, Morgan, and I'm going to kind of tell them a story off topic of... We didn't like the video quality we were having previously, and it's no problem with our gear, but we thought it was upgraded. You know, if you're going to be the worst, you have to at least make people be able to see the worst.
Well, yeah, we want to be the best at being the worst.
Correct.
Yeah.
So, new camera. We're upgrading another camera in here that was ordered 5 minutes ago.
Did you end up ordering it?
Yeah, I ordered it.
Good.
It'll be here Saturday.
So this camera view right here, for those who are watching, will be changed to a different camera.
Correct. This is actually a brand new camera called a PTZ camera, and it's pan, tilt, and zoom is what that stands for. But we just don't like the quality of it, despite what it costs to install.
It turns out it's great if you're trying to cover like a church service.
Yeah, large auditorium, conference room. It's got very wide angle and really good. But we switched to a Blackmagic 4K camera that we're recording in, and we'll have a second one of those on Morgan when she's close up.
Yes.
And we had a, I don't know, what do you call Bobby, who was here earlier today?
Amazing.
Yeah, I mean, he was amazing, but...
I call him amazing. He's a cinematographer.
Yeah, cinematographer. Yeah. He came over, he runs a local studio here, and set up these lights. If you follow us on Instagram stories, you might have already seen it. The lights are going crazy. We would have never done this way, but he's a genius. And
he was just telling us a story about how he was down in Miami doing a shoot for DJ Khaled, and it was like this big Facebook thing, and they spent hours and hours and hours getting the whole stage. They rented a mansion and they got the whole place set up. It was for some big gaming event.
Sorry
or something.
About that. I almost spilled my drink.
And 2 minutes before they're about to go live, like live stream, they lost internet.
We've been having that problem, and that's why we are not live right now, folks. Exactly. That's why this is a recorded show.
But they ended up having to hotspot their phones, and all that lighting that they did to make everything crystal clear and perfect couldn't show because they could only get like, well, I don't know the tech terms, but it wasn't a good upload or download or whatever it is.
That's not good. No. But we want to thank Bobby if he's listening.
Seriously, thank you so much.
Wonderful setup and great person. If you're in the Northeast, Ponte Vedra, Jacksonville area, let us know and we'll get you his information if you want to become a content creator or need a podcast or video room setup.
Yes.
So I was mentioning before that I came back from the Budget Championship.
Mm-hmm.
And we, at the Dormy Club, we had this event. And you can kind of move it over towards me here. That way you don't have to be seen, as I know you said you didn't want to be.
Not today. I'm not having... It's not my best day.
But we were in the Dormy Club, and we did this with Bag Boy. And the Dormy Club doesn't normally allow push carts, but they made an exception for us. And kudos to John, our concierge, and the entire team there, including Zach, one of the owners of Dormy Network, for letting us do this. And one of the things we did for the participants is get them socks. And I was thinking about this the other day, about a good pair of socks.
Mm-hmm.
And for years, all I did was just go buy whatever TJ Maxx or Costco or whatever, whatever store I was in buying shoes, I bought a six pack of socks.
Yeah, it's sort of an afterthought.
And then I got to try Motion Wool.
Yes.
They are not a part of this podcast. I just feel the need to shout out to Evolve Golf and Motion Wool Golf Socks. There is nothing like them on the market. They are the best, hands down by far.
Yes.
And for anybody walking who is looking for an added advantage, that's the advantage.
And just throwing this in there, we live in Florida, and you would think that wool, Florida, like that's going to be horrible. Not at all.
No, it's such a misnomer with wool in general, is that it's a real heavy thing, because you think of wool sweaters and things like that.
Which makes me itchy.
But wool in general is a really good athletic fiber and natural, and it naturally wicks away moisture. So it's great for socks. If you're going to switch to something, think of that. But everybody got a new pair of socks to go with it, you know, with the new shoes and the push cart and the whole nine yards. And it was a great event and a great time. But while I was there, I had a conversation with somebody who worked at Dormy Club.
Okay.
And it was a random conversation. We were just sitting there talking about sports and golf. And the conversation shifted towards performance-enhancing drugs.
Okay.
And I don't necessarily mean like mass amounts of steroids to get bigger or human growth hormone to help with, you know, recovery and things like that. But we were talking about it from the amateur golf level. So if you took up golf again.
Sure.
Or me, God knows I should quit after this round. But
your first round was great.
My first round was pretty good.
So remember that one.
Second round was just a train off the tracks, and we'll get to that later. But would you ever take something that maybe had some ill side effects, but nothing too serious? At least studies show that the side effects aren't too bad if it made you a better golfer.
Me personally, no. But more than likely, the stuff that I would have to take would probably make me grow weird body hair in places I'm not interested in. And that's a side effect that's not worth it to me. So no.
I get that.
As a guy... Maybe? I don't...
Yeah, so he the person I was talking to, and I'm not going to call him out, it wouldn't be fair, he said he's never done anything like that, but he came really close in his league club championship this year. Not at Dormy Club. He's a member of a different club.
So here's my question real quick. Is he doing it to like be like Bryson, like he's trying to hit the ball longer? So what ability is that giving him them? Because, like, I know for baseball, for football, for things like that, it's making you stronger, it's making you faster, but you don't really need that in golf.
So in his case, he was looking for something. There's something on the table here in front of me. He was looking for something that would help him stay at a, I'll call it, optimum energy and performance level for four straight rounds. He struggled after round two to keep up, is, I guess, the best way to say it. And I kind of understand that. I was on mass amounts of caffeine by the third round. We did two for the event, but I kind of understand that. Now, he said the one side effect is it makes him concentrate more, which that would help with putting and things like that. So, I, you know, we were talking about it, and he hadn't done it, but he was thinking about it. But he said the side effects were he could get sick to his stomach.
Yeah.
And I think of the one thing I would not want to have happen is on the golf course is shit yourself.
Yeah, exactly.
In fact, I know somebody who works for a shaft company who did that very thing at an event. I'm not going to call them out, but they did. They shit themselves. If he's listening, and he might be, he knows who he is.
You know who you are.
Yeah, you know you were the person that shit yourself and went running back to the clubhouse. And everybody else knows who it is, too.
I have a lot of questions, but I don't want the show to go that direction. So let's just keep going.
So, you know, that was the one side effect, and that was a legitimate concern for him. But, you know, he had better recovery. Or at least these are the things he's told he would have.
Right.
Better recovery, better concentration. It's not a make you stronger, faster, things like that. Maybe it would if he worked out. But he was thinking about it. And I take it as I'm not competitive enough maybe for that. That's not in my nature anymore.
Yeah.
But if I go back years, well, I probably would have.
We've talked about this. You said that, like, in high school when you played basketball, if you could take something and it meant that you could keep going.
Yeah, I would have done it.
You would have done it.
Yeah, and, you know, I hate to say that because I view it as a shortcut. Although when I was in high school, it wasn't the same and the knowledge wasn't the same as it is now.
Right.
But when I was in high school, if I could have taken something and gone from being able to play maybe small school to Division I basketball or something like that, I probably would have done it.
Yeah.
And you know what's funny? I probably could have. But I also liked girls and social activities, other girls.
That's
because when I was in high school, you were in like third grade.
Something like that.
But I know it's disgusting. Boy, we were off the rails already.
Way off the rails.
But I, you know, I think of the fact that like I probably would have. So I'm not knocking somebody for wanting to do it. Excuse me. But as I approach middle-aged, or am middle-aged, I guess you would say, and this person was as well, I don't know if I'm competitive enough to go down that path for a club championship and a parking spot and things like that.
Yeah.
But his fear is also that he won't be able to continue to play in it without it.
Yeah, I don't know about that. Then maybe that just tells you don't play in it.
Yeah, I get that side too. But I do understand the competitive side of it. And being if somebody's a competitor their whole life, and this person was probably 10 years older than me, but they had bad joints, and they struggled with energy level, which I can understand completely as a person who doesn't sleep well.
Same. I can totally understand.
I do kind of get it, too.
I don't know. I understand it when you're younger. I'm not sure I understand it quite as much when you're older, but to each their own.
And I realize now that I've been talking to this whole thing with our new camera setup. I've been looking down this whole time. So for everybody who's following along and watching this, I apologize greatly. I don't mean to. It's just part of it. Speaking of part of it, we have a forum.
Yes.
And part of that is people chatting all day long, every day. And we did a story. What do you think? It's about a month ago when we did the Seed Golf story.
Yeah, I would say about a month ago. That sounds about right. Maybe a little longer.
Yeah. Pretty fascinating story on a brand that does a lot of testing. It's a direct to consumer golf ball company. Well, golf company, because they make other things other than golf balls, like bags and stuff too. But unlike a lot of the other ones, which are, we're going to buy a product made in a factory, whether that be Foremost or one of the other ones, and have a logo put on it. And it doesn't mean, I'm not talking about the quality. I just mean there's no research and development or testing that goes on there.
Right.
And I don't know how far in the weeds should I get on this, Morgan. What do you think?
Go about 75%.
Okay. So there are a lot of golf ball companies. And for those watching, I'm doing finger quotes. Or for those listening, I'm doing finger quotes. For those watching, you see it anyway. These companies are not golf ball companies. They're not golf companies. They're not golf R&D or engineer people. They are buying a product, having a logo stamped on that product and then selling it to you as good as whoever the king of the hill is that week, whether that's Titleist, who's the number one ball in golf market share right now, and they use the Pro V1 as the example because it's the most used on tour, or Callaway with the Chrome Soft or whatever it is. That's what they're doing. And there's a million brands that are like that. You'll see them pop up. They'll be around for a couple of years, then they'll disappear. The flip side of that is not all direct-to-consumer companies are like that. And Seed Golf is one of the ones that's not. So we did this story on Seed, and they talked about the testing they did and how they are different from that. Because if you go to a Titleist or you go to a Callaway, Bridgestone, they have their own manufacturing plant. In fact, it's Massachusetts, and Georgia, using the ones I just used as an example. They're made in the USA, they're here, and they're manufacturing them right here with employees that are here. There are other companies that go to factories like Foremost and others that are made to specs their ball. Then, and Foremost has since been sold, then there are companies, I'll just call one out for what it is, which is Piper Golf. And I'm just pulling one out. There's literally a dozen, and I'm not singling them out as a negative. But they are not manufacturing their ball, and they're not having a factory manufacture a ball to their specs. They're ordering a ball that's available and having a logo put on it. And listen, that's fine too. I am not speaking to the performance of the golf ball. In this case, going back to the story, because I said I was going to go 75%, I'm getting long-winded here. Seed Golf is not doing that. They're having a ball manufactured. They are testing that ball overseas in Ireland.
Yes.
And it's a pretty fascinating story. So if you haven't seen that, go ahead and do so. But that's not even why I'm talking about Seed Golf.
You're going off on tangents.
I know.
Here.
I'm in a weird kind of way here. So Seed Golf, that article went up, and the forum members immediately responded with, "This is a pretty cool story. I want to try some." And then when they went on to try some, like, getting to free shipping was $100, and the pricing didn't make it feasible in their mind to pick it up and try it.
Right. That was the kind of general consensus.
So what did the company do? Listened to our golfers and changed it.
That's amazing.
And I just wanted to share that, because whether you're on this side of the camera like we are, as you can see arrow popping up here for those following on video, or the other side of the camera, or in this case, the monitor, I'll say, and reading and following, your voice is heard, especially from companies that care. And there are companies that care, I don't want to say more than others, but at least pay attention more than others. And Seed Golf changed it. They dropped their shipping, free shipping number to $50. They have a sample pack that's available. And coming out next week, for those following who did want to try it, we're going to do a forum testing. And that's pretty exciting.
That'll be good.
So we're going to pick a group of people who are going to get some golf balls in the mail and try them out. And they're going to tell you what they think, because we can tell you what we think about everything, but we really love to hear from golfers.
Yeah, absolutely.
So, you know, jump in there, ask them questions, things like that. But our events and contests aren't stopping.
No, we are nonstop right now, actually.
So today...
Well, you are.
This is being recorded the day before, but today... We have the Mizuno Victory Cup event going on starting tonight. And we have a contest going on the homepage. Pick which team you think is going to win. Team Vosh, Team Walker, whoever wins. They're playing TPC Sawgrass over the next couple of days. We're going to live stream the 17th. Now, Morgan, we got 8 golfers coming to the island hole.
Yes, we do.
I'm putting you on the spot. How many are hitting the green? Before you say, I'm going to give some backstory.
Okay.
So we did an event with Budget Golf, and if you hear clicking noise, it's because I'm fidgety and I'm clicking this little
old thumb drive.
Yeah. We did an event with Budget Golf at Coeur d'Alene, and they're famous for their 14th island hole, and it played 162 yards, and we had 24 golfers there, and I want to say 4 people hit the green.
Wait, seriously? I remember that, but I thought there was more than 4.
It might have been 6, but I want to say it was 4. And we had what the ranger told us was the worst shot he's ever seen, but I'm not going to go down that path. That hole played longer than this one. This hole is going to play shorter. I think it plays 140 or so on TV.
Uh-huh.
But the pressure's there because this is the iconic TPC Sawgrass.
Yeah, the mental thing is there.
The guys are getting new irons and wedges. They're going to be playing alongside Mr. Vauchal and Mr. Walker. So how many of the eight are going to hit the green?
Do you want a number or a percentage?
Whatever you'd like. I mean, if you throw a 3 out of 8, I'm going to be curious to see if you do that percentage in your head.
I can't. That's too much math. Don't ask me to do that. But that was my number. I was going to say 3.
3 out of 8?
Yeah, I think 3 out of 8. I mean, I want to say 50%. I really do. But...
But you're lying to yourself?
Well, I'm doing the whole Price is Right without going over thing, you know? So I'm going to go with 3. Final answer.
Okay. I'm going to say 3 myself. I'd like it to be all of them. It's not going to be. Although, you know, if we're live streaming, I do want to see some disaster also because I'm that evil.
That's pretty mean.
That's what people say to me anyway.
That's so mean.
But following that, I'm actually headed to Ballyhack in Roanoke, Virginia for a Titleist event.
Yes, you are.
And we have some golfers coming up to that. We are going to have a contest around that, but we did just start another contest.
Another contest.
I know. It's like crazy talk.
I feel like saying, but wait, there's more.
Exactly. We need the infomercial symbol across the screen.
Yes, exactly.
It actually started today or yesterday when you see this, but we are actually giving away a trip. Did you see that?
No.
Well, I probably should have informed you.
Yeah, you probably should have informed me about this.
THP, Titleist, and Club Champion are teaming up. We are giving away a trip to 2 lucky THPers, airfare, hotel, the whole 9 yards. Go to Chicago. Go to Club Champion headquarters. You've been there before.
I have.
They're going to meet the Titleist ball team. Pretty cool and awesome time. Get fit for a golf ball. Learn about some new technology. Learn about the RCT ball, which is perfect to be able to use indoors.
Yeah, that's going
to
be perfect.
It's going to be an awesome time. We have a great dinner planned. We actually don't, but we're going to plan a great dinner.
I'll get a great dinner planned.
Get a great dinner planned over near their headquarters. Back to the hotel, night's sleep, and you're on your way. So a quick, easy trip, but it's going to be awesome, and we're excited about that. So you can go on and enter that right now on the Hackers Paradise. Look for the little title in the homepage that says contest and jump in.
Do you know what I just remembered from the last time that we were there?
What's that?
That breakfast place.
Oh, with that, like, cinnamon roll
the
thing?
The pancake whatever place?
Yeah.
That was so good.
That was closer to the airport, closer to O'Hare.
No, I thought it was right next to their office. I think we ate there.
Oh, that was the blueberries
place. Yes,
yeah,
yes, yes.
That was good, too.
It was really good.
Do you remember the one we went to over by O'Hare, that Polish breakfast place that was, they had the cinnamon roll? Oh, I went with Danny.
Yeah, I was like, I wasn't there.
No, that was with my other wife.
Yeah, it was your other wife, exactly.
No, that was with Danny Lee. That place was insane, too. Do you know what time it is, though?
What time is it?
It's time for Get Off My Lawn.
Oh, so it's time to get angry.
Yeah.
All right.
I have no light changing for you right now. I got to work on that.
Oh, you don't?
No.
That's okay. That's all right. We can work with this. Let me move this a little bit. Okay. So, you people know who you are. I'm just going to start with that. You know who you are.
I get this a lot, by the way.
Shame on you. Shame. Why can't people put their grocery carts away at the grocery store? They literally put little lanes for you to put your grocery carts away. It's like every 17 spots or 10 spots or whatever it is. It's quite convenient. Instead, you leave your cart out, and then what happens? It wrecks somebody's car. I actually watched a cart the other day just go rolling down the lane. What is
that? Next stop is my car, guaranteed.
Well, yeah, definitely your car. But like, what is that? Come on. So you know who you are, and shame. Shame on you. Those people need to get the hell off my lawn.
There are a lot of people who would tell you you can judge a person based on how they put the shopping cart away. If they're one of those over the curb into the middle thing, there's a lot of people who say you can judge a person by that.
Called lazy.
Yeah.
I'm
one of those people.
Maybe, and only maybe, if you are really far away and it's raining.
No.
And even then, I would still go.
No.
I would still go.
Yes.
But
that's exactly right.
I guess I'm a different breed.
A couple of episodes ago, I talked about the midnight dump. And it's not what you guys thought it was. I was talking about the news dump, that a company that's kind of, I don't know, maybe they're just trying to get some news out quickly. They're not prepared, whatever it is. Well, I had that happen last week, and I won't say the brand, but it's not hard to figure out if you go online to the places like our forum and see new laser release. Came out last week. That release, we asked the company, we asked the public relations company, they hire an outside source to do their communications, when the embargo date was going to be. And I was told, it's coming. Don't worry, we'll get you the press release early, blah, blah, blah. Do you need product? Yes, here's for photography. Everything's great. Then I get the press release 12 hours before it goes live. 12 hours.
That's a ton of time.
Yeah. And it was after 7 p.m., which is even crazier. So,
I mean, that's basically an hour before your bedtime.
Right. Well, 2 hours. Let's not get crazy. So, obviously, no feature story or anything like that. Pretty cool tech. Would have liked to tell that story. But that company, and they did it to everybody. It wasn't just us. They did it to everybody. And that company lost out on a lot of promotion. Now, they own 70% of the market share, I'd say. So, they're not doing poorly. But that number was higher a few years ago. So, for those looking for information on it, there's a new laser out by the market share leader. You can find it on our forum. We copy and pasted the press release and some images so you can see that. And let us know what you think of it. We have a new segment we did a couple weeks. Actually, we've done most of them. The weird news from our home state.
Uh-huh.
And I know you want to share some information on this.
Okay, so.
Switch it over to you so I can grab a drink here.
Okay.
Thank you.
You're welcome. So normally I do a segment called Weird News from Our Home State.
Does that mean we have no weirdos here this week?
We have no weirdos here this week. Well, I mean, people might say us, but that's okay. So what I've decided, because I started thinking about it and I was like, does Florida really need to get all that notoriety? I mean, we know what we've got here. I need to know what you guys have. So I instead would like to have you guys send me in crazy stories from your home state, and then maybe I'll feature it on the show.
Do you think they should send them to you via private message on our forum, direct message on social media? How should they send those in?
That's a great question.
Do you think maybe we should just have a forum thread?
Yeah, we could have a forum thread. That'll work.
Yeah, so find the THP forum. Look for the thread in the random and off-topic section that says weird news from your home state.
Yep.
And then do it that way. And we may alter that because then people have already seen it.
Yeah, exactly. No, that doesn't work.
So we may have to go with a private message or a direct message on social media. We'll give that all that information out in the future.
Yeah.
But we're going to be moving it to weird news from your home state.
Yeah. So we probably should have fine-tuned that a little more. But
yeah, maybe.
It was a good idea either way.
So fine-tuning is something that we did for our events, but my game was not fine-tuned.
No. Well, it was the first day.
So the first day, we did a two-man team thing, and we paired the teams together. I was paired with Ryan Liberty from Budget Golf. And Ryan's a higher handicap golfer, and he played great. Ryan was fantastic. We finished the day strong. We were in second place heading after day one. Feeling pretty good, right?
Yeah, you told me that this is the best I've played in a long time. I was having so much fun.
Yeah, and it wasn't like I was playing great. I was driving the ball great. The caddy said I missed one fairway all day, which was the first hole, that's really good for me. I'm not a great driver of the golf ball. And then the fucking wheels, excuse my language.
Language.
Then the wheels fell off. It was like a dumpster fire on day two. Yeah. I hit one fairway, I think, all day.
You're just playing like a game of opposites.
And all the points we accrued from day one, meaning we were under par, went away.
Just gone.
After three holes.
Yikes.
That's how bad it was.
Yeah, not great.
We went from second place to, I think, second to last.
Okay, well, you kept with the second.
And
I'm trying to find
the
silver lining here for you.
I wanted to ask people who play in, whether it's your weekend game with your buddies, leagues, things like that, how do you handle the wheels falling off? Because normally I get a little caffeine in me, I'll regroup, you know, that kind of thing.
Yeah, you can usually shake it off.
Yeah, I'm not a guy who double bogey or bogey happens, I'm out of it for the round. Like, yeah. I'm just not that guy. Every hole's kind of independent. But I'm not talking about one bad number. I'm talking about the bogey train walks up, smacks you in the face, and says, move out of the way, we're getting worse from here.
And then basically ran you over and then back
up
one
more time.
Yeah, it
was like I woke up in bed next to a hooker who happened to be a guy wearing a wig. It was that kind of bad scene.
What just happened? Can we just cut that part out, please?
Sure.
Because it was
just a bad scene overall.
Oh, my goodness.
So my question to everybody is, what happens when the wheels completely come off? What would you do, Morgan?
Ooh.
How do you regroup?
Well, I know what you're going to say. You're going to be like, well, she's a female and she's emotional, so she probably is just going to freak out and she's not going to be able to regroup at all.
There's plenty. I play with a lot of female golfers who are great.
Yeah. Okay. Well, they are great, but still, that's what you would say to me.
In other walks of life, yes.
Yeah, I probably would dwell. Well, it depends. If it's like a beautiful day and I'm enjoying myself and I suck, okay, whatever. But if like I was in a competition and like I really wanted to win and all of a sudden I was letting my team down, I'd probably get pretty down on myself. But it's more from a like perfectionist standpoint than,
yeah,
from, you know?
It's competitive.
Yeah.
You know?
And I'm not really a competitive person.
Yeah, you are.
Yeah, but I never played like competitive sports or anything. I mean, I was a competitive couch potato. I ate a whole lot of bagel bites as a kid.
Oh, bagel bites are good.
They're so gross.
Way, way better than...
pizza rolls?
Yeah.
No, pizza rolls were way better than bagel bites.
Anyway, for a different show. Yeah. But I want to hear from everybody. What do you do? And I don't mean, like I said, when you have a couple of bad holes in a row or string together a few bad holes. I mean when the wheels fall off. Dumpster fire. You're that meme of the cartoon dog sitting with the fire around you. What do you do to fix that?
Like the swing is gone. Maybe the S word comes in a few times.
Yeah.
You know what I'm talking about.
And I'm not a club thrower. Don't slam any clubs, but I know what you mean.
Yeah, I'm not talking about the four
letter
S word.
No, I know
that.
I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's a five letter word, but
yeah.
I don't get those. I just get bad, bad golf.
Yeah.
Final segment.
Okay.
I got chewed out yesterday.
By who?
A friend who works in the golf industry.
Mm-hmm.
He had sent me a text message.
Okay.
And I never responded. Do you know why I didn't respond?
Because it didn't go to your computer.
Right. So we use Apple in this office.
I already knew where this was going.
And that also means you can text from your computer. iMessage is there. You get your text messages there. Well, he apparently is poor and uses an Android.
Oh my
and
God.
That's obviously a joke. It doesn't mean you're poor. It means you make bad decisions. But that's neither here nor there.
Oh my God.
But the green stupid text bubble doesn't come through to the computer.
No.
So I never saw the text message until we were done with the day.
It used to.
And once in a while, you'll still do. I think it's like if you start the message and they respond, whatever it is.
It doesn't work on the tablet, though.
This one didn't.
Yeah.
And he was trying to plan something for 2023, and I didn't see it. And I'm to the point where I want to buy him an iPhone because he's so anti-Apple. I know you won't let me do that, but...
won't let you.
If you have a green text to me, just know it's going to probably be delayed. I mean, no harm by that. I kind of did. No, I don't.
No.
But the blue bubble means normal. The green bubble means bad decisions. I'm sure I'm going to get all kinds of hate mail.
Oh,
this is the worst.
This is going to be so bad.
Yeah.
I feel like we should just stop and re-record this.
We're not going to stop and re-record it.
We may have to
Everybody
find a way to
knows.
Cut this off.
I'm kidding. You can find this show on Google Play. And, you know, before we sign off, I just want to say thank you to everybody who ordered BarkBox. Arrow thanks you as well. BarkBox is great. They're continuing to be a part of this show. If you want to sign up and you want a free month, if you like free things, and you want to help Arrow, of course, because he can't have one, go to www.barkbox.com/THPGolf. They have Super Chewer. They have BrightBox, which is for the dental.
Mm-hmm.
And BarkBox, whatever you sign up for, you get a free month on us added to it, and it's greatly appreciated. So that wraps up for the show this week. Bunch of contests to go to.
Mm-hmm.
You got to sign up for all those. Some events coming up. And if you're using an Android, send me an email so I get it on my computer.
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. That's all I can say. I'm sorry.
She's sorry. So tune in next week. We will probably be live next week as I come back from Virginia.
Are you back?
Yeah, I get back from Virginia. We're going to do a live show. You'll be able to yell at me all about this show then as well as that show. Okay. So for myself and Morgan, thanks for tuning in, everybody.
Bye.
THP Radio on the Hackers Paradise Podcast Network. Your number one source for all things golf. Subscribe on iTunes to never miss an episode.